SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
Vous êtes avec SBS French. Retrouvez les rubriques sur sbs.com.au/French.
Les élections fédérales en Australie, un dossier de NACA, SBS News and Current Affairs. Cette semaine, le Premier ministre a admis qu'il changerait sa façon de gouverner si la coalition remportait un autre mandat. Il dit qu'il a été un peu comme un bulldozer.
I know Australians know that I can be a bit of a bulldozer when it comes to issues, and I suspect you guys know that too. As we go into this next period, on the other side of this election, I know there are things that are going to have to change with the way I do things.
Le chef de l'opposition Anthony Albanese affirme que les motivations de Scott Morrison sont comme d'habitude purement politiques.
This prime minister is always always interested in the wedge, always interested in the division. And that's why when he says that I'll change, he can't be trusted. If you want to support change in Australia, change the government, because this Prime Minister will not change.
Le chef de l'opposition, Anthony Albanese, promet plus d'argent pour l'assurance maladie Medicare et la médecine générale. Le Parti travailliste s'engage à financer 970 millions de dollars dans l'assurance maladie et le financement de la santé s'il est élu au gouvernement. La politique comprend 750 millions de dollars pour un nouveau groupe de travail sur le renforcement de Medicare et un fonds pour améliorer l'accès des patients aux médecins généralistes, réduire la pression sur les hôpitaux et mieux gérer les maladies complexes et chroniques. Le porte-parole du Parti travailliste en matière de santé, Mark Butler, a déclaré que le nouveau groupe de travail présidé par le ministre de la Santé et d'autres responsables politiques s'efforcerait d'améliorer les soins.
People have been telling us right through this campaign that for them it's never been harder or more expensive to see a doctor after almost 10 years of cuts and neglect to Medicare from this government. Patients are crying out for better access to a doctor and better treatment options, particularly for complex chronic disease. Now, over the last few years, doctors' groups, nurses, allied health groups, and importantly, patient groups have worked hard to develop a plan to strengthen Medicare.
Ce projet est applaudi par les médecins. Écoutez la présidente du Royal Australian College of General Practitioners, professeur Karen Price.
This is a big announcement by Labor, and what we are looking for, and we've been calling for the entire election process, but more than that, the entire, you know, last few years, is a reinvestment in primary care. And what I want to see is that Liberal National Party at least match this commitment to general practice and primary care. We have worked with the incumbent government on providing a plan, and yet for whatever reason, it wasn't funded. And now there's an opportunity to fund that plan and really commit to healthcare. And you know, we've talked about economics, but healthcare is a basis of any good economy, and we want to see that commitment.
Alors que les travaillistes se concentraient sur la santé, la coalition tournait son attention vers la santé des enfants. Scott Morrison a annoncé un financement de 20 millions de dollars pour étendre le programme Sporting Schools.
Now this program is really important. We want our kids to grow up with a healthy lifestyle. They don't all have to be great sporting champions. They just got to get out on the field. They've just got to be there with their mates. They've got to have that experience because it's what builds lifelong friendships. I know that from my own experience.
Au large de la côte ouest en Australie occidentale, une autre menace, selon le ministre de la Défense, Peter Dutton, qui a révélé qu'un navire espion chinois, que les autorités surveillaient depuis une semaine, a navigué dans la zone économique exclusive de l'Australie. Ce navire a passé devant un centre de communication navale près d'Exmouth, à environ 1000 km au nord de Perth. Le gouvernement fédéral a affirmait que le gouvernement chinois n'a pas alerté les autorités australiennes de la présence du navire.
It's come into the Australian economic, exclusive economic zone. Its intention, of course, is to collect intelligence right along the coastline and has been in close proximity to military and intelligence installations on the west coast of Australia.
Anthony Albanese, lui, a lui confirmé mercredi dernier qu'il soutiendrait une augmentation du salaire minimum pouvant aller jusqu'à 5,1% pour correspondre à la hausse de l'inflation.
It's okay, his government can always find money for sports routes, for commuter car park routes, but backing a $1 an hour pay increase is not okay.
Ce dossier de SBS News de Krishnani Danji, présenté par Jean-Noël Ducasse pour SBS French.
Aimez, partagez, commentez. Suivez-nous sur facebook.com/SBS French.